Zoo the Inventor.
And this wonderful invention is still helping us today in our everyday life.
Wow! See that, Pop?
See you next week with some brand new inventions. Bye for now.
That's it! It says slot C into Q. Where's Q?
Could this be it?
Hey, everyone, guess what? I'm going to be an inventor when I grow up. I'm going to invent loads of stuff to help other people.
Oh, that's a great idea, Zoo.
Just imagine, an inventor in the family.
And I've got loads of ideas already. The only thing is, I may need somebody to help me.
Sorry, Bizoo. Dad and I can't help just now. We've got to put this tea trolley together.
Well, Zoo, maybe I can.
I thought you were supposed to be helping me with the blueberry pie.
Yes, I was. But, Zoo might need a little technical advice. Isn't that right, Zoo?
Yes, Grandpa.
In that case, off you go. Make sure you're back for tea, or the pie will get cold.
Oh, don't worry, we'll be back.
Look, Grandpa, a plane without an engine. It flies on the wind like a bird, so it doesn't make any pollution.
Oh, now that's an excellent invention, Zoo. But just one small thing. This invention has already been invented. It's called a glider, and like you say, it flies like a bird.
Oh.
Oh, but don't give up, Zoo. Inventors spend ages looking for the right idea. You'll find one too.
Hello, you two. I just got a plant from Mr. Zoe. I don't suppose you've got a pot in here I could put it in?
Oh, I must have one somewhere. Now, let's see. Yeah. as long as I can reach it. Oh, you're in luck, Nana. There you go.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, Nana. Don't mention it.
Oh, it's just as well you were here. That shelf's far too high for me to reach.
Grandpa, you see these springs?
Oh, those? They're from an old bed base.
Can I borrow them?
Of course you can. I was hoping they'd come in useful one day. And it looks as though they have.
Thanks, Grandpa. That should be enough. I just need one more thing. I'll be back in a bit. Don't go away, Grandpa.
Oh, I'm far too curious to see what you've invented to be going anywhere, Zoo. Oh, but these are Nana slippers, aren't they?
That's right. They've got to be comfortable. So, Grandpa, what do you think of my invention?
It's, very inventive. I've never seen slippers like these before.
I know, because they're not ordinary slippers anymore. Thanks, Bok. Come on.
Oh, come in.
Ta-da! Look, Nana. I've invented these especially for you. Once you put these on, you'll be able to jump so high, you'll be able to get anything you want from any high shelf. They're brilliant, aren't they? And you could use them to get to Mr. Zoe's really fast. I've called my invention the Bouncing Slippers.
My word, very clever. This invention deserves a kiss.
Ooh. Yes, we inventors think up all sorts of things. You are going to try them on, aren't you?
Maybe a little later, Zoo. Oh, it's so kind of you to think of your old Nana. Now, I'll keep them safely here, and if ever I feel like bouncing, I'll have those bouncing slippers handy.
Glad you like them, Nana. Come on, Puck. Let's go and invent something else. Maybe we could invent something to help. That's it! Grandpa, can I borrow your book, please?
Oh, yeah, of course, Sue. There you go.
There! The self-turning book. Hang on, Grandpa. You've got to switch it on first. I invented it for you, Grandpa. What do you think?
Now, this will be very handy, Zoo. It turned the pages rather quickly, but it's still a great invention. Now I can learn to speed read.
I'm really glad you like it, Grandpa. I'll go and see if I can help anyone else. See you later. Dad, I thought you were supposed to be putting the tea trolley together.
Well, that was the idea.
Is it difficult? I could help you if you like.
Thanks, Sue, but you won't be able to. The wheels are missing from the kit.
Hang on, Dad. I think I can help. Don't take it apart just yet. I'll be back in a minute. Grandpa, quick. I thought of a new invention. But I'm going to need your help.
Excellent. So, what have you invented, Sue?
You know the tea trolley Dad was putting together? The one from the kit.
Yes?
Well, it hasn't got any wheels. They forgot to put any in the box.
Oh, yes, that would be a bit of a problem for a tea trolley.
But we can reinvent it.
You want to add some new wheels, is that it?
Yes, but something else as well.
Ooh, like what?
Yes! Now, these are the wheels off the shopping trolley. And some bits from our go-kart. See? We could make something like that. What do you think, Grandpa?
It's looking good. I've never seen anything like it before. Come on, let's get cracking.
Oh, good. Some help at last. Thank you, dear.
That's what we're here for, Grandma.
You two, off you go. We'll deal with the tea.
You're not getting rid of us just so you two scamps can eat all the pie, are you?
Grandma, as if. We just want to help.
Sounds good to me, Zoo. I'll go and have a sit down.
I didn't think we'd be using these again. Still, you never know what's going to come in useful. Now, if we put this just here...
They might work better here, Grandpa.
Yes, I think you're right. Just here.
Could you inventors hurry up, please? The pie's going to get cold.
Come in, Grandma. We're nearly finished.
Oh, Zoo.
Oh, my.
Tea is served. Brought to you by my best ever invention, the remote-controlled tea trolley.
It's a brilliant invention, Zoo. I won't need to go back to the shop now. The tea trolleys they sell there aren't half as good as this.
Would you like some tea, Grandma?
Oh, thank you, Zoo. You're my favourite little inventor.
Do you want some more blueberry pie, Mum?
Well, you read my mind. You are clever, Bizu. This remote control trolley is exactly what I needed.
Well done, Zoo.
I couldn't have done it without Grandpa and Pop. Who'd like some more tea?
Me!